Well, good morning. Beautiful morning, isn't it? Sure is. Prepare. Prepare for the full conversion of your heart to hear Christ so that you can spend eternity with Him. When I was maybe 13 or 14 years old, growing up on my dad's small farm, one of the things that always amazed me was seeing baby calves and baby pigs being born, witnessing and participating in a midnight birth of one particular litter of little piglets has always been most memorable to me through the years. It was winter and my dad had what was called a farrowing house, some of you would be familiar with, where up to 8 sows or mother pigs could give birth in individual pens. And the house was heated with a thermostat-controlled kerosene space heater that would click on and off as needed to keep the house warm for the baby pigs. On this particular night, a very clear, cold, starry night, I witnessed a mother pig give birth to 9 wiggling little piglets before taking a break for about 10 minutes and then delivering a 10th baby. But oh, this baby, this 10th baby, although looking to be the largest of all the litter, it was not wiggling, it was lifeless. I felt so sorry for that little baby pig. As I drew closer to see the baby, I noticed that it had a lot of mucus around its mouth from the birth, so I cleared this away, thinking maybe it would start breathing. But it didn't start breathing. Bewildered, I started to gently massage around the baby's rib cage, where the heart would be. And after a few minutes, it was unbelievable. The baby pig came to life. How spectacular was that? Conversion. Conversion can be defined as the process of changing or causing something to change from one form to another. When I cleared that baby pig's airway so that it could breathe and massaged its chest, the pig's heart, it converted. It went from not breathing, not beating, to beating. To me, that was most spectacular. But can you imagine, in our story of Lazarus today, how spectacular that would have been, Lazarus being dead for 4 days before Jesus calls him forth, and he's alive. Is this the way it'll be when we die? What do you think? No. A big no. In Lazarus' case, although Jesus brought him back to life to show the glory of God, while acknowledging the faith of Mary and Martha, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died," Lazarus was still in his earthly human form and eventually would die another, albeit at a later time, another physical death. When we die, and our heart stops beating, like Lazarus, or the pig's heart, both which started again, our immortal soul will separate from our mortal bodies. Each of us will immediately undergo what is called the particular judgment, where Christ, Jesus, immediately judges us for the choices and the actions we've made in life and whether or not we have died in God's grace and in His friendship. Based on that immediate judgment, our soul immediately enters the state of either heaven, hell, or purgatory, which, once judged, cannot be changed. If we are relegated to purgatory, where at the time of death our soul still needs remission or forgiveness of sins, due to some unhealthy attachment to an earthly thing or an earthly good that we have, our soul must be purified before entering heaven. souls which are in the state of grace at the time of death and are judged by Christ to be perfectly, perfectly purified, either in this life or after spending time in purgatory, they will enter heaven, the state of eternal happiness. Here, the person will share in the life and love of the Blessed Trinity while being in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints and angels. All will see God face to face in the fullness of his glory in what we call the beatific vision. All of this is why it is so urgently important that before we die, we are prepared for the full conversion of our hearts to follow Christ in every way that he is leading us. And how does he lead us? He gives us our heart when we're in our mother's womb. He starts it beating, and then beyond. But beyond that, he gives us our scripture and our sacred traditions, the tradition of faith, to get to know him and to love him. He wants our hearts, but not our physical hearts, our spiritual hearts. In our first reading from Ezekiel, God says, "I will put my spirit in you that you may live." I'm not sure in this life, with so many distractions around us, that we can ever have 100% full conversion of our heart to Jesus. But we gotta try. And where we fall short, that is why Jesus has given us the sacrament of confession. And we should use it regularly. In Luke 12:32, Jesus reminds us when he says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give alms, provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Our world needs a full conversion of its heart to Christ now, more than ever. Let that full conversion of heart begin here with you and with me.